It's episode 207, the Cruise Dudes Podcast.
Welcome to the Cruise Dudes Podcast with your hosts, Tommy Allison and Scott Andrews. We celebrate the cruise vacation lifestyle. Got your passport and cruise card ready? Welcome aboard to our show.
Everyone, welcome to episode 206 of the Cruise Dudes Podcast. Hello there, Scott.
Hello, Tommy.
Happy New Year.
Oh, wait. Yeah, it is. It's a Happy New Year.
It's 2024.
Yes, it is.
We're going to open the door.
Open the door for 2024.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I rhymed. I hope.
We're rapping.
Okay.
It's not rhyming, it's rapping.
Open the door
in 2024. That's no more.
That's kind of like 90-ish. I'm rapping.
Rapping.
But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be okay.
That's when I started cruising in the 1990s.
Yeah, that's
My God. It's been that long?
It's been long.
Wow.
It's been a long time. You're getting old, bro.
I am. But you know what, though?
I'm getting old.
When we talk about cruising, we talk about that. We talk about the oldies. That's us. The oldies and goodies.
We're the oldies but moldies. That's right. That's right. Well, it's so good to be here.
In January
2024, who thought we would be still here podcasting? And it's been quite a while, actually. We've just passed our anniversary. I think it's our 10th year right now.
10th year anniversary.
So we're just rocking and rolling.
I know. And if you just listen to the podcast and that's all you do, we don't say this at the wrap up, but we have an email. Yes, it's still called email. We have Twitter, we have Facebook, we have Instagram.
It's called X now, but
X. Yeah. Well, we have X. Wow. See, that's how dated we are.
Yeah, I know.
Instagram, Pinterest, YouTube, TikTok.
We have
all of these things. Do we get on them all the time? Not really.
We are there. We're our presence on social media, the website, everywhere. And we're just sharing about our passion, which is cruising. And you know what? We're going to continue that. And we're so excited about being here and sharing that with you. And who would have thought 10 years ago that one, we would still be doing this thing. And then secondly, also just having the same passion for it as day one.
When
we started the podcast, you know, and, things have changed, from the standpoint of, the type of equipment I had and the way we did it before, but, it's exciting to, go forward, and we got some really cool things, planned for the year. And, it's going to be a fun year.
Really want to keep updated with us, follow us on Instagram and TikTok.
TikTok, yeah.
Those are the two things our TikTok right now is exploding.
I love it. You're doing a great job over there.
That is like, it's just going bonkers.
Yeah.
But check out our TikTok, check out our Instagram. We have a YouTube page. We would love to hit over 1,000 people joining it.
Yeah.
So please do it. I mean, yes, we don't put a lot of videos on, but if we get over 1,000, then I could really start putting some videos on and putting in some content, because that puts us up to, I guess, another level with YouTube.
Yep.
Where more people can enjoy it and see it. It would go on to like TV2, whatever it is.
Red something. Right.
But if you want to help us out,
go to
the YouTube channel.
Engage.
Follow us.
That's all we need.
Just like how they say on TikTok, click to subscribe. Click to say you follow. You can turn off the notifications.
There you go.
Click the follow.
That'd be really good.
Our TikTok for the past three videos have reached close to 6,000 views, each single one of them.
That's amazing. You're doing a great job over there.
But our Instagram, it's okay. I mean, like a video that hits, our latest one hit like 6,000 on our Instagram, hits about 500. So we would love for more people to get engaged, but it's also telling us, how many people are going on TikTok versus Instagram versus all of these platforms, and how it's like a cycle, and it just keeps on going, and which platform is going to perform better than the others. You know, and like TikTok, you have live now, where you have live on Instagram. You have all of these things that are going. And for some reason, I'm going to say it now, TikTok, you could load up easier on a cruise ship than Instagram. Mm. Instagram just like does this little circle going around and around and around.
Didn't know that. Okay.
But TikTok, you could load it up. I mean, again, people, you are going to see us on so many ships this year alone. I'm going to be on 6 different ships on Carnival across the U.S. I'm looking back into Australia. Hopefully they're not doing any games out at sea and I won't be canceled, but I'm looking at that again. We have a lot going on. But yeah, check us out. When we do our podcast, we are on so many platforms. We're on Pandora. Does Pandora still around?
Yeah, Pandora's still.
Pandora, iTunes, Player Spotify. FM, Spotify, Google Play, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio. We are on all of these things. If you go to Amazon or Google or any of those devices,
you can even say to your Amazon Alexa system, the Echo, and say, hey, play the Cruise Dudes podcast.
And they will.
And they will.
And they will. They might not play the right episode.
No, they play the latest. Episodes. They play the latest episode. Yeah, they do. But you can actually say, hey, play episode 125, and it'll find it.
Yeah, yeah, so those are things pretty cool. That you guys can actually do to just stay with the show, see where we are, see what we're doing. Because, again, this is our opinion only. And we want to be able to give you guys the information you need for your next cruise. So it's kind of like, I just want to jump into it because I know this segment we're talking about cruise happenings. But since we're talking about Twitter and X, TikTok, all of that, there was a lot of interest. I showed the Sanctuary
on
the Discovery Princess.
Yes.
And there was a lot of questions about that. So I just want to, maybe we could address that real quick.
Go ahead.
The Sanctuary, is it in the same spot on every ship?
No.
Thank you. Every ship has it's located in a different spot. Usually, though, it is in the front of the ship.
Yep, the forward.
The forward of the ship. But it's not always in the same area. Is it always next to the retreat pool or retreat area?
Yes.
Yes.
Kind of. And it varies ship to ship.
It does. It's ship to ship. Does it offer the same thing in the Sanctuary?
No.
No. Every ship is different.
It is a little bit different. It's similar.
Yes, it is
very similar. But
that's why cost is different for each ship.
Exactly.
Because there's different things that you can actually do in the Sanctuary versus like just going to the Sanctuary and hanging out and having your own service when you go on to your medallion or something like that. Mm-hmm. They're waiting for you. Things like that. One might have one jacuzzi. One might have a jacuzzi and a pool. One might, ooh, I love this one. One might have like the big chess games. Love that.
Yep, yep.
One might have instruments that you could bang. Oh, that's the Royal. Was that the Royal?
No, that was the Majestic.
Majestic. That had like these things.
Yeah. I actually have some video of that. We'll put up.
And the Majestic, that's the one that has the pool adjacent to it, right? And
it's adjacent to it. It's
an indoor pool.
Yeah, indoor pool area. And yeah.
And there's another. Okay, so there's the other question. Mm-hmm. The retreat area. Does that cost anything? Because we covered it too.
So No. No, not the retreat area where it's that usually is an area just right before the sanctuary on the Princess cruise ship, but that's it's considered an adults only area.
But they don't call it that.
They don't say that.
But it is when you look on the board. It says adults only.
They request. So
they have cabanas. They have everything there.
Yeah. Exactly. They have some things, outdoor cabanas that you can use. But the Sanctuary is more service focused.
Yes.
And so you can have food delivered to your cabana or to your lounger. You can have drinks, of course, that happens. But you can also have a massage.
That's what I was going to say, too, and then yes.
On our last cruise to Alaska with my friends, Tom and Michelle, they're from England, and they wanted tea service. And so we had tea service, you know, because, you know, the British loved their tea. And around 4 o'clock, and that's what we had. We had tea service, and we had all the little sandwiches, pedophores and little types of desserts, and then your hot tea. And they had all different types of tea to serve you from and serve to you. Excuse me.
And that was on the Discovery, right?
That was on the Discovery.
And with like the Alaska, say we're talking about the Discovery, where the sanctuary is located. It's if you go to our TikTok, you'll see it. It's windows all the way around.
There's a large hot tub,
and you could sit there and see the glaciers. You could do experience it, and then if you go in the far back, you could get a couple's massage. But if you don't want to pay, go to the retreat pool.
Yeah, it's a really nice area.
A lot of people are saying, you know, we go to the retreat pool on the Discovery Princess, and we just went in and went out because we didn't think it was free. That is free. And don't worry, they'll let you know. They will let you know. But go, if you have not seen it yet and you're very interested in doing the sanctuary, take a look at our video on TikTok. Take a look at it. It's
a nice place.
It is a gorgeous place. Gorgeous place.
All right. So speaking about Princess, there was some news this week.
Yes.
And unfortunately, the Sun Princess is not going to be ready for its inaugural cruise.
Oh, but it'll be ready.
But they have not said what the new date is yet. But of course, it's a lot of disappointment out there. But you know, this usually happens more than people expect.
Look at the ship, the one that just came out for Royal Caribbean,
the Icon of the Seas.
Yeah, that wasn't on time.
Yeah.
So these ships are not.
Yeah, you know, they try their best, and you know, there's a lot of factors that are involved, and you have to remember this is a new class of ship, and so you kind of wonder, you know, they got some things to work on. I'm sure that they want to make sure that it's perfect, and that's okay, and it is a disappointment. Many people, one of our friends that was booked on that cruise said, "Oh man, I got 3 weeks off. I got to go change some things." And, but they understood that, you know, things happen like this, and
yeah,
they're going to still go to Europe. They're going to still go, and they're pretty excited that they get, you know, they'll get their refund plus another 50% off on a future cruise credit, which is cool. So, and they'll get help with their flights and stuff like that. So there's these things happen, like I said. And but we're still looking forward to when the Sun Princess launches off, and we'll be talking about that. And it's going to be coming to the Caribbean this fall. So
yeah, and I'm sure it will be there. Don't worry about that, people.
Yeah, exactly.
It will get there by. This is just one of those.
Know what I'm thinking about doing is doing a cruise, the Magic Castle cruise on the Sun Princess, and so that's kind of like where I'm eyeballing it, and that's in the fall, I believe.
Yeah, because that's something that is unique to here.
Yeah, I wanted to see
that would be something to do.
To something that's different. So let's talk about Icon of the Seas a little bit. Have you been following the social media?
Actually, I have some friends that are on it right now. They do some product placement for movies and things like that.
Okay.
They think it's really a nice ship.
Yeah, I see that.
A lot of people. Of people.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. Yeah. I saw Don and Heidi from Eat Sleep Cruise on there, and they're doing a pretty good coverage. Also, they're doing an excellent coverage of the cruise ship and videos and photos and things like that. Looking forward to more of their content, and maybe we should have them on to give us a recap on that that ship and stuff like that. But definitely, I'm interested in going on that ship. It's huge. It's absolutely massive.
Wait, I got to sit down here. You're wanting to go on another ship besides Princess?
Yeah, I want to try them all. I actually have some goals this year to try to get on like two different cruise lines. So yeah. That's all right. You know what? We have to share the love.
Different ports?
Different ports.
Nice.
Different ports, different things. And you got to do, you got to expand.
You want to go with me in a week?
I can't.
Oh.
I would love to go, but I can't.
That's going to be on the Carnival Breeze. And awesome. It's out of Galveston. I'm going to go to the largest pyramid, the Mayan pyramids. And weather.
Are you going to sacrifice my sister?
Yeah, basically. Weather permitting. Cool. Weather permitting, because, you know. Not the sacrifice, but weather permitting, they have these caves and you could swim in the caverns.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
But I don't know about the rain because they kind of flood.
You don't want to get caught in a flood. Getting, you know, the water's going higher.
And that's the one thing I'm kind of leery about is even if it doesn't rain, if it's raining in another part of Mexico, that can fill up because these are underwater caverns.
Yeah.
And it's the water table. Yeah. So they can fill up. So, but if you want to follow that, that's going to be fun. That's in the next 2 weeks.
And that's great.
While we're talking about Carnival, new things are happening in the in Southern California for 2024.
Oh, what do you have? Share.
Because of the Italian style, remember they did not really tweak that ship that they got. There was the Luminosa.
Okay.
Because of that, there was more of an experience. Do people want that Italian flavor? And they do. So the next one coming out is going to be its home port officially here, Southern California, the Firenze. I'll be on the, it was supposed to be the inaugural cruise, but things happen just like the Sun Princess.
That's right.
So I'm still going to be on that cruise May 2nd, and we're going to give a tour of that. But
wonderful.
Now we have that ship here. Things are happening. The Miracle is going to be going down to Texas for a while.
Okay.
Going to do that. The Panorama is going to be doing journeys. And the journey it's going to be starting, they're starting with one that goes from here to Alaska to Japan.
And oh, wow.
And what I'm hearing is it might even stop in Hawaii and then come back here.
Oh, wow.
So this is an 18-day journey that they're doing. So that's...
So you leave from L.A., go to Alaska.
Sitka, too. They're going
to Sitka.
Okay,
so they're
going
to go to some different places.
Yeah.
And then from there, they're going to go across the Pacific Ocean to Japan.
Right.
And then... And then come back from Japan to go back west to Hawaii, and then
but those back are to see, but the, this 18 is the day. Thing. These are one way trips.
Oh, they're one way trips.
Right. So what they're saying is, it's going to be offering right now.
So you have to fly from Japan home.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But they're offering two of them,
or maybe from Hawaii,
or maybe you have to book that to coming back. That might be it. You might have to be off the ship for a couple of days. And then jump back on and come back.
Okay.
But it'll be a separate cruise.
Interesting.
But they're looking at, this is going to be the longest one-way cruises.
Mm-hmm.
Destinations, Alaska, Asia, Hawaii, and the South Pacific.
So wonderful.
This is...
That would be like Tahiti and...
Right. And they're going to be offering more of this type of stuff. So...
Oh, that's great for Carnival.
Right. The journeys are coming, and that's what's great. I mean, that they're revamping the chef's table to have permanent cooking classes for people to enjoy. They're also starting, it was a real takeoff in 2023, so they're doing this behind the fun.
Oh, so nice.
These are tours.
Like little tours, different places, to down into the bowels of the ship.
Right. So, I mean, all this stuff is coming, and I think it's great for Princess, for Carnival, all of these ships. So, you know, you have the Jubilee that's coming up, or that's here. It's going to be in Galveston. I think it's Galveston, right?
Correct.
So that's going to make its home port Galveston. So there's a lot of things going on.
A lot of fresh stuff.
Fresh stuff. And I'm going to be on all those ships.
That's Marvel. Awesome.
Oh, and I did my thing. Okay, so Tom.
Yes, sir.
Is always involved with the, hey, how many crew, all right, how much can I win or lose in The Office? Am I right?
Yeah.
So you put a lot out and you basically break even, or you're about $1,000 ahead when you leave, or sometimes less. It does, it all depends on what's going on.
Right.
Okay. So
depends on how what games you play.
Yeah.
And how much you wager for each game.
And so you could get free cruises, right?
I get offers all the time.
For a free cruise?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they give you one that where they're just like, hey, if you go and it's a very specific date, or is it just like, hey, here's a free cruise?
They have these dates that they give you, and I was going to show you the latest email.
From your players club?
Yeah. Okay.
What is this one? Oh, he's pulling it out. Oh,
hold on a minute.
Now, see, this is what we talk about too, is this is the type of things that you want to be involved in. Just play a little bit. Use your card or your medallion. And right now, right when you sit down, it'll know who you are. Not yet, but it will know.
Yeah. Well, you have to tap in.
Yeah.
Onto the machine, and it'll tell you. You have to tap in. Then it connects you into their system. It knows that you're there. It knows what game you're playing, and then it starts giving you, as you play, you start to see your points add up.
Okay, so you're ready for this one. So I go on Carnival, I go on Princess, I go on the Royal. I never really get any deals from Carnival. Never really have, but one came in via mail, not email, actually mail. 3 free cruises anytime I want during the year 2025.
Oh, wow. That's wonderful.
But what's a kicker is like, well, you know, I really want to go to Australia. So I was looking on this last week. I type it in, and because of the deals I have, it says, we cannot give you this deal, but if you go to Australia, we'll give you this, 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 and this, and you have a discount. So playing in the casino does work, and you get these free cruises. And so everybody do it, try it. It's something to do. Now, you don't have to show me. I'm good, because we got to go on to the show here.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
All right, we are going to be talking about today what? Cruisers need to stop
doing in 2024.
Yeah, 2024. So let's get right over to it.
All right, here we go. All right.
Okay.
That was a little bit hot and loud, but
well,
you know
okay.
what?
That's okay.
We woke you all up.
I woke my ears up on that one.
Yeah,
that's all
absolutely.
Right. That's all right. That level was way
too
high.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
Everybody probably, like, their car weaved to the side. That was loud. Okay.
So we're going to talk about the 7 things cruisers need to stop doing in 2024. It's really making me on the edge right now.
Okay, let's start with embarkation.
Well, let's
let's start with embarkation.
We're going to follow our notes.
I know, but you should start from the beginning, embarkation.
You got to follow the notes, bro.
Stop putting off getting your passport.
Let me tell you, I'm part of like a bunch of like forums on the internet. It's on Facebook. It's, you know, forums on Facebook,
okay.
Forums on, you know, Reddit and all these different places, right? Do you know what? Everyone, there's always something that somebody posts almost like once a week, maybe every 10 days. Do I need a passport if we're going to Mexico?
Yes and
no. Do I need a passport if we're going to Alaska?
Yes and no.
Do I need a passport?
Yes and no.
You know what? Let me say this. just get the freaking passport. Just get the freaking passport. It's $135. And you know what? You won't have to worry about if it's a closed loop cruise or open loop cruise. You won't have to worry about all this other stuff. Just, and you know, people write, you know, they give all these answers, and the post becomes 200 posts. And it's like, dude, just get the freaking passport. You're going to need it. One day you're going to say, oh, your friend's going to come. Hey, you want to come with me to Spain? And you're going to say, yeah, is it an open loop? No, it's not freaking open. You just need a freaking passport to go.
He's very passionate about this.
Just get the freaking passport. You don't have to deal with it. You don't even have to worry about it. After, you know, it does. You don't have to worry about renewing it in 10 years. Wake up, people. Be adults. Get the freaking passport and don't post about it anymore. If I see a post about, do I need a passport?
This is
I am going to
going to pull out his hair to the left.
Yeah. I'm going to go nuts. Don't ask the stupid question. Just get it and get it done. Okay. And by the way, you need to read the terms and conditions of every cruise and every cruise line. And understand it. Understand it.
Are we away from passports now? Or are you going through
I'm just
you got to bring it down here. Bring it down a little bit. Because,
so now I'm going to calm down a little bit.
Okay, now my turn. Yes, you need a passport. But
no buts!
Yes, there is a but. This is Tommy, I understand. But can go on a cruise without a passport. You get your birth certificate. And yes, you can. Is there another, like, for instance, if you're on a ship, even Princess, I bring my birth certificate and my passport. There's a reason. When you're getting off the ship, the birth certificate line is actually shorter than the passport line getting off. So you go and you use it. Do you need a passport to go across the pond? Yes, you do. Do you need the passport to go to Canada and to Mexico? I would highly advise it. Yes, you should have a passport. At least something saying that you're from the United States. You need something like that, because if something does happen, yes.
The passport is the best document to have when you travel. It's very simple.
Passionate.
Once you get the passport, you don't have to worry about the birth certificate. Are you sure your birth certificate is notarized? You have to use a notarized one. You know that?
Yes, I already know that.
Okay, but some people will say, oh, I have my birth certificate. Look, I got a copy. Well, you need the notarized one, dude.
If there's people who do that. Then
need to notarize from the state.
Well, if they're trying to do that, I have already seen that when they try to go into a line and they say, I only have my birth certificate. When they go up to the front, they give you the birth certificate line when you're embarkation, and that line is huge. If it's not notarized, then yes. Or if you have your birth certificate and you don't have any other form of ID, are you kidding me? So these are things, yes, you will not be allowed on the cruise. Now, if you're going to Mexico or Alaska and you're trying to get your passport and you forgot about it and it's 2 months prior, good luck in getting it. And maybe that's why a lot of people are saying
expedite
it. And get it done. You should be fine.
Get it done. Grow up.
If you're trying,
stop asking questions.
If you're trying to just say,
oh my God, I am kind of
like, yeah, you're like getting really like antsed up about this.
Yeah.
If you're trying to say, hey, I already know I need a passport. I'm just checking if the passport doesn't come in, can I use the birth certificate? Only on certain cruises. And the best thing to do is to, like Tommy said, read the fine print or even call your cruise planner. If you went through a travel agent, they're not really going to know. They're just going to say, go for it. Call the cruise line and just say, here's my number. Here's my booking number. I only have this. What do I need to do? And they're going to tell you straight out. That's really what it is. Just make sure you have all the documentation before you go on your next cruise. And that goes for a lot of things. It goes for airports. It goes for it all. So there you go. Next one.
You get to read the next one.
Oh, okay. Next one. Oh, you're still fuming. Look at him go.
Oh, yeah.
Stop putting off getting your real ID. That's a pain in the butt. But I did do mine. Your sister did hers. Actually, it was simpler for her this time. They sent it to her, and she was able to get to do everything online. Versus when I did mine, I couldn't do it online. I actually had to go in. But she went in, had an appointment. It took, I think, 45 minutes, and she has her real ID. It is coming.
Yep.
Just do it because...
oh, just do it. You mean you just do it.
And that's for planes. Planes are going to be...
Planes. Yeah, exactly. It's a really... we did it too about 4 years ago. And real ID, it's going to be in place and operational May, I believe, 5th or 7th, somewhere like that.
Yeah.
2025.
Yeah, and...
2025. And you know what? You're going to have to go through your DMV. Your Department of Motor
Vehicles.
That's
what you have to do. Yeah.
And so, and if you've ever watched AAA, Zootopia,
you can't do it through AAA.
No,
you have to go straight. To the office, the brick and border.
Yep,
got to go.
Yep. So, have you ever seen the movie Zootopia and you see the sloth?
No, maybe for you it was that slow, not for me.
Yeah. Well, you know, just prepare yourself. It's going to take a while, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to spend about 45 minutes. Yeah, exactly. And there's quite a bit of paperwork they ask you to bring in, stuff like that. So you're going to have to get some things in order before you do it. But do it right now because there are going to be people that are going to, they're going to see real ID. They're going to start talking about, you know, in the news and stuff like that. And you get it done now. Don't wait till May 1st. Of 2025.
Yeah, because...
Yeah, just go get it done because you know what? It's good for all your... For TSA identification and...
TSA leaving.
Yeah.
If you're in a foreign country and you're thinking, well, I don't need my passport. I have my real ID. No. Countries do not accept the real ID. Only the United States.
Yeah, and its territories.
You still have to have that passport or a passport card, or if you're like he just said, the TSA. If you have TSA clear, like I do, and then you have the TSA walkthrough, like I do, you're already there. You just show a picture and you walk on board and you bypass all the lines.
Okay, but you're still going to need your ID even if you have TSA clear.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
So, and all this, so get your real ID. Get it done this year.
Yeah.
And then you got some peace of mind because you know what? You don't have to renew it every 10 years. It's not like a passport. It's done. You're done. You're done for the rest of your life.
No, not you got to renew it when it goes up. But they send it to you in the mail or if you're...
You change your home address and things like that. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You have to do that.
Right.
Okay. The next thing...
Let's talk
cruisers
embarkation now.
Why are you going off my nose?
Because it doesn't say embarkation.
It doesn't.
No, but biggest thing with embarkation...
Follow the notes, bro.
No. Embarkation. Do you know what the embarkation means? That means getting on the cruise ship. That means everybody jumping in the front of the line. That means everybody sitting there saying, but it's my turn. I need to go. No, there's a specific time when everybody's supposed to be going on board, and there's actual lines for it.
See, this is like number 2A, I think I'm going to call it.
No, this is, I'm looking at right here. I'm like going, okay, I saw what you wanted to do. Great. But you didn't touch on embarkation. Embarkation.
You should put it in the show notes.
Oh, come on. Embarkation. The lines, they are getting quicker. But please read the fine print. And when you're walking on board and you have a water bottle with you, they're not going to let you on board. Or I love this one. I'm getting drunk before I get on the ship. And there's people drinking in line before they get on the ship. What, you don't think they're going to stop you? These people, if you're doing that, they are going to stop you. And then there's a big line behind you because nobody can get through. And then you're on TikTok or Instagram because, hey, you're making a scene. Don't be that person.
Okay. I agree well with all that. I mean, you know, you need to, you know, make sure that you're, you got your paperwork together. You got your medallion, your cruise card, whatever it
is. And you're not starting to drink before you get on board.
You know, and, you know, exactly. When you first get on a ship, first day one, you know, you're right. They tell you, hey, listen, your embarkation time is this time. Go at that time.
Yes.
Don't overwhelm the system.
No.
Don't overwhelm them. Now, when you're going to ports and things like that, that's a different type of
thing.
Okay. And usually they when you disembark, they usually have people that are in the higher status. They get priority disembarkation.
And you could also pay for it through the hubs. All cruise ships will do that. They have another area where.
And if you have like a tour to set up, they usually have you meet on the ship somewhere, usually in a theater, and they kind of organize the disembarkation so that you can get on your tour on time and everything like that. So, again, that's a really good point. Just teasing you on all that other stuff. I'm not really mad at you because you didn't go off.
He's still going off of the passport. Wait, there he goes. Look, he's getting his hair on his arms going again.
I'm calming down now. I'm calming down. Okay, so number three.
Don't be a TikToker and hog all the lounge chairs with towels.
Stop being a lounger and chair hog.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. On one of my cruises this last year, I saw this person on my morning walk around the ship. It was around 6:30 or so. And I saw this guy go and get towels and put them on loungers. And actually he laid out one towel and he actually clipped it to the top edge of the lounger at 6:30 in the morning.
You know, it's interesting. And the crew will pull that off.
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah. I saw a crew member go over and look at what was going on and stuff like that. And it was just, I didn't see him take it off though, but I'm just saying they're watching. The crew are watching when you do stuff like that. You know what? If you are going to use the chair at a certain time, and you know what, you want to make sure you have one, get there and be prepared to stay there. Don't go and just don't go and wake up and leave your room and, oh, I'm going to go to a chair and come back at 8 o'clock, you know, 6:30, come back 2 hours later. No, that's not the way it works.
All right, here goes. Here's my side.
Go ahead. What do you think?
I love doing, these ones all the time. Positive, negative, negative, positive. Okay. So, the lounge chair, that really does get to me too. And there's so many videos of these people putting their towels on and then getting into fights with other cruisers. Don't get in it with that person. Let a crew member know. They'll come and remove the towels. And when they come out, you'll be sitting there. And then when that happens, they could talk to a crew member. If these people or an individual or a group wants to save something, that's where those cabanas come in and you pay for them.
Yes.
And you could actually pay for one that would be maybe $100 for the day, and you could have your own cabana right there.
I agree. That's the better way of doing it.
And you have everything there. You don't have to worry about other people coming in, nothing like that. Now, the best day to do it would be sea days. Don't do it at port, because then you're going to get really upset. You spend $100 and everybody's in port. But do it on a sea day and have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do that, you're getting all the towels in your cabana.
Yeah.
You're getting extra pads on the chairs.
Right.
You're getting tables. They even have like a little ice thing there for you. They have so much there. So take a look before you want to be that person. Take a look to see how you can make it better for yourself, your family, and all the cruisers.
I agree. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I like that.
All right. What's your next one? I love doing this. I like the positive. He's still negative. That's great.
All right. Stop.
Bring it on, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on.
Stop. This is what cruisers need to stop doing in 2024. Stop overfilling your plate at the buffet.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to hear him. Okay, go.
Okay. So when I know. You know, I love food as much as everyone else.
He's turning red. This is awesome. Like a tomato.
I love it. I really do love it. And I love going to the buffet because there's such a wide variety of things to get. But
that person pulled the last name.
However, there is no reason in the world to overfill your plate. Just, you know what? Start off like everyone else likes to start off. You know, start off with your salad or jello or fruit or whatever it is that you really like. And get those and go get some. But don't overfill your plate. Just get a little bit of everything and you won't be wasting it. Because my biggest pet peeve about the buffet is seeing the amount of food that is wasted. That is just, and it's uncalled for. It is very, very uncalled for. And I feel like, you know what? You shouldn't be doing that. You shouldn't be doing that. And, you know, there's no reason to go hog wild like you're in, you know, and, oh my gosh, look at all, I'm going to get a plate of mashed potatoes, you know. You're not going to eat the whole plate of mashed potatoes. Trust me. Maybe some people will. But not the average person.
All right, my turn.
So just please.
See, I have to cut him off because he'll just go on the whole time like this. Just my mashed potatoes, I went and they were gone. Well, just remember, Tom, it let those people take the food because then a fresh batch is coming out.
I understand that.
I'm sorry, I do that all the time.
You know what? You can actually regulate. It kind of like watch the things that happen. You know why? When you start seeing, you know, they're cutting the beef and it's kind of down to the last portion, you can wait, like you said, wait a little bit. And they're going to bring out a whole big roast to cut up. And it's going to be hot and it's going to be juicy and everything like that. And you know what? You just go get it real quick and you get your mashed potatoes real quick and you get your gravy, head back to the table and eat. You don't go getting 40 different other items. Go get it. Keep on going. You know what? You'll also be happier.
All right. Here we go.
Go ahead.
My turn. Okay.
What do you think?
So I think you're right. I think people need to not create Mount St. Helens and have it erupt when they sit on the table. But what I think cruise lines are starting to recognize too is the wastefulness of individuals. And a lot of these people who claim I'm for the environment, who claim, you know, I do this, I do that, they sometimes are the individuals who pile on the food. Now, what cruise lines are doing, but that I love and I see on the lawn, on, you know, some of the forums people are really upset at, is they're shrinking the plates.
Yeah, they're shrinking the sizes.
And I really do believe that is the best thing to do. Because when you do that, you're forcing the individual to only get what they want. And so when they're sitting at the table and they're done, they might say, hey, I'm going to get up and go get some more. Go and do that. They got rid of the trays. Remember the trays that
Oh, my gosh.
And you'd have all these plates on it. There's no more trays.
Yeah.
They have smaller bowls.
Yeah.
If you're grabbing like a cookie or something like that, now they have them just on like a plate. Why? Because they don't want all of that to go all over. Or if it's a salad, it's kind of like, I really like how they're doing it now. It's kind of like soup plantation, where they will mix the salad in a giant bowl. They put the bowl out. Once it's gone, they'll replace it. So just remember, the food is always there.
There's no need to go.
No,
you don't, crazy.
You don't need to go crazy. And yeah. I mean, yes, I understand some people when they get on a ship, they haven't eaten for, you know, maybe it was a red eye and they just jumped on the ship. Just remember, it's going to be there, and there's other people that really want to enjoy that food too, and just eat reasonably. I mean,
I think that's a good thing.
Now you'll see me do, you know, the big burgers and the eight patties and all of this. If you could handle that, go for it. But don't waste it. I mean, I do that to show what you can do, like a smash burger, what you can do in the buffet with your food. And I did get
your little food hacks.
Yeah. And I get a lot of people asking, well, you're getting rid of your food. No, I actually do eat it, and I do not eat dinner after that. I mean, if you ever watch when I do them, I always do them between 10 and 11 so I could get the best of the buffet world, because you have the fried eggs, you have all of that, and you can make some beautiful dishes with what is there. Just don't pile it on. Make something that you're going to be able to maybe do your own TikTok. Say, look at this. Look what I just made. And it's not just a mountain of food. It's something that you'll enjoy. There you go.
Good.
Oh, my favorite. Ooh, next one. Don't bring drugs, cannabis, or gummies.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah. You know, there's been...
Gummies are so good. Little gummy bears.
Listen,
the gummy world.
Yeah, last year there's been many incidences
across
the cruise lines and all cruise lines and people. You know, hey, I'm from California. I can get CBD oil and I can get cannabis and I can get gummies and things like that. And they're legal. They're legal
in California.
In California, they are, not on a cruise ship.
And just in certain states.
And just in certain states, exactly.
Who regulates the cruise ships?
Well,
wouldn't that be federal?
That would be our federal government. Mm. Yeah, exactly.
Is it legal?
Marijuana is still classified as a narcotic.
Mm.
So, yeah.
There you go.
And then other and places where the cruise ships go, you know, a lot of places, narcotics are not allowed. And, you know, this is just what you may say, oh, I need this and I need that. Sorry. No, you can't bring it on board. Don't try to bring it on and smuggle it, because they have dogs.
They have big
sniffing
doggies
for this stuff. And they're even bringing on the dogs even during the cruise. Right.
Yeah.
Now.
They go through the rooms. Why? Because you have to remember, you're next to another cruiser in your room. If you're smoking, guess what? It's going through.
Yeah, exactly.
And so if you have a balcony room and you paid for a balcony and you're smelling it, guess what? It's starting to go above where you are. So there's things that I think individuals can help us out with. Of you don't have to get high to have a good time.
Yeah.
There's alcohol on the ship. Use that. Oh, I don't drink. Then why are you smoking? I don't get that one. If you're going to kill yourself, do it the other way too. I mean, hey, why not?
You know, we were on a Caribbean cruise this last year, and we smelled marijuana after a port day. And
oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and Tommy got ganjied. So, you know, I called up guest services.
Oh,
and
I you said, just okay. So it wasn't you. Just said,
no, it wasn't you me. Just, it wasn't
okay. When
wasn't
you listen
my friend.
To this back, when you listen to this back, you're like, yeah, we smoked. I'm like,
no,
you did. You're
no,
like, yeah.
No, no.
Okay, so you called somebody else was smoking.
Somebody else was smoking. Okay. I could smell
we're
it.
Clarifying
in,
that smell, right now,
I could smell it in the hallway.
Oh, that's yeah.
Which is like, you know, I don't know how you smoke.
And they try to put the towels with the cracks. Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't work.
No, no. So, you know, I called and left a message and talked to, and security showed up and did a door-to-door. And so I think they found the culprit.
Well,
and that's kind of sad, because that right there you can
lose
be,
your ship. You, I mean, your cruise. But you can also lose your cruise. You can be banned.
You can be banned. You can also be kicked off at the next port.
And now they're fining people. What is it? $500.
And then you get you'd be fined like $500 to $1,000 for a cleaning fee,
right?
And things like that to get rid of the smell. So don't bring it. Don't even go there.
Okay, here's the devil's advocate. But what if I have a prescription? That's great, but it's not.
Everything's legal.
Now you have to remember, it's not legal in with the federal government. It's still considered class what? It was a class something.
Yeah, I don't know. But, I know it's classified as a narcotic.
Yeah,
still.
It's like
and
it's
still
like,
illegal.
Well, it's kind of like, oh, but we can do it here. Oh yeah, but if you go to here we go. You go to Singapore and you're chewing gum. Guess what?
No,
they could arrest you in Singapore for chewing gum. So you have to read up where you're going. Read the regulations on the in your contract. Yes. Oh, but there's so many. They are. There's like 14 pages. I read it once. But you read it, you understand where the cruise line is coming from, and you understand that to make the 2,000 to 5,000 passenger ship comfortable for everyone, we need to follow these simple rules.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking about rules, number
don't
six.
Try dangerous stunts or break the rules. I never jump off a ship.
You know what? Gosh. This has been happening more and more.
Yes. Yes.
I do not know why people feel the need to, climb on the guard on the rails.
Seconds of fame.
You know, and whatever you know, channel. and people jumping off the ship in the ports and things like that. It's just nuts. Absolutely nuts. No, don't do that. It's dangerous. Dangerous. You could be pulled under by a riptide.
You could be pulled under by the, if they have those propellers on.
Just yeah, turning exactly. Lights. Just churning water just a little bit. Yeah, exactly. There's just so many different things. Don't smoke on your balcony. You may think, well, it's my balcony. I paid for it. No, there are smoking areas for you to go smoke. Go to those areas. Follow those rules. Don't break those rules. Well, again, you will be charged a cleaning fee.
Now, the stunts and the breaking the rules, stunts are very dangerous to do. And it's very clear. You don't walk on the handrails. You don't jump.
Don't hang on them.
You don't jump over the ship. You don't go. And I've seen this. I've seen people go from balcony to balcony.
Yes, I've seen that too. Oh, yes. Cross over the balcony over.
Yeah. Right. Get if that's your friend over next to you, open the door. Or when you're booking a cruise, you could have a balcony that.
Side by side.
Side by side balcony.
Yeah.
That's something you do. Don't climb all over the ship. That's I don't know, it's what you should be doing on a cruise is having fun, not thinking, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be this influencer that has a million views and I'm gonna jump in the water. You're getting that, but guess what? It's gonna come at a cost.
You may think, hey, I'm gonna jump from the Lido deck down into the pool. Sorry, no, you're not. Don't do that.
No, don't
do anything that would potentially hurt you and somebody else. Don't do it.
Just go home to your own place, have a pool, jump off your second story roof, jump into the pool. It's your homeowner's insurance.
There you go. I like that. So don't break the rules, cruisers.
All right, next one. Being rude to crew and your fellow passengers. We covered a lot of that right now, but being rude to the crew, why?
This is their home.
It is their home. And saying, and what gets me on this one is, I'm glad you put it there because somebody will say, can you get me a towel? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you do this? Just a simple, we all do it. We all say that. But the simple right afterwards saying thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Get to know the crew who's actually helping you do this. Don't treat them like they're everybody saying, oh, well, you know, I'm on this cruise. I pay this money. You have to serve me. Really? You are talking when you go home and you talk about how people are treating you and then you're treating people like that. It's not right. It's not right. This whole attitude, it's for me and not you, needs to change. And it needs to change now. The crew are there to help you and make your crew.
They want to make sure you have a good time. They really do. But to treat them with disrespect and not using your manners, like please, thank you, could you please, can you help me please, goes an extra mile.
And I'm starting to see this on posts now where they're creating these situations to aggravate the crew to get them to come after them so they can video it and put it online. And
yeah.
That is wrong, people.
Right.
They're there for you to enjoy the cruise. You're paying for a luxury. You're not there. They could kick you off at any time.
Yeah,
for being rude like that. And that's also going with passengers.
Yeah, don't be rude to your fellow passenger.
No, if you know your drink limit and you get to that point and you have a friend or something, that they're going to cut you off. That's the way it is. Read the fine print. This is for all of us to enjoy. And don't get into these fights and brawls because this is not your playground.
Yeah, this is not your turf.
Your backyard.
Yeah, this is not your turf.
This is everybody's turf for 2 weeks or 1 week, 3 days.
Yeah.
This is how we enjoy it. A big thing coming up right now is the Super Bowl. And I've gone on these Super Bowl cruises. Everybody gets very heated. I hate to tell you, you're not playing on the team.
Yeah, I know.
Enjoy the game. Don't get mad at somebody next to you and start yelling at them because of a play that just happened. You're not on the team playing. And that's the truth. Everybody understands this whole, I get involved, I get into the moment. Just enjoy yourself and then the cruise will run smoothly. And this goes for things that a cruise or crew members can't fix. Yell at the ship for breaking down.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but it's like Teslas.
Yeah.
They can't run,
in deep cold weather.
In cold weather. Okay. A ship is like a car and it will break down. Every time I'm planning on going to Mexico, it's weather coming up through the Gulf there. I understand that. I understand that I might be stuck on the ship. I understand that the crew members are going to be stressed. I understand that. But I'm taking the responsibility and I'm going on that cruise. If I chose not to, because of all of these issues that can happen, I'll do that too.
Yeah, you go with the flow.
Yeah.
You go with the flow.
I so go with the flow.
Yeah.
If you don't go with the flow, why go? Oh, I rhymed again.
You're rapping.
I'm a rapping.
Yeah.
But I think that's why a lot of people like our show and like what we do.
Because we rap.
Well, But we never, ever talk about, I had a bad steak. I hate this place. And that's how it should be. Why? Because in life, when you wake up in the morning, it's a new adventure. Right now at 9 a.m. today, an hour ago, that's the past. You live for the future. And if you don't live for the future and you live for the past, it's never going to work out for you. You will always be angry. You'll always be upset and you'll never prosper.
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. He's Mr. That's like a psychiatrist talking to
him. Well, but think about it. It's so true.
You know what? Living in the past, having grievances, right. and all these things that come along in your life, and you offenses and things like that. And he said this, and she said that, right. and la la da 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 da. And then I'll never cruise on that line again. I'll never go back to Alaska. I'll never go to England. I'll never go wherever you want to go.
That's fine.
It's fine to have your choice. But to sit there and stew over it.
Right. And that's what
and get agitated over and over and over again. And then when you go, oh, I'm going back to Mexico, and you make your problem, or you take your frame of mind, and you're going, well, it's going to be like that. The same thing that happened the last time. No, it isn't.
Oh, I hear that all the time.
You know, it's always going to be different.
Yeah. And so always.
You know, it's always going to be the same. But no, it isn't. It's going to be different.
It will always be something new. I go to, when I do the Mexico cruise, I love to go to Cabo. And now they're doing 2 days and they'll do Ensenada. Okay. Everybody's like, I've been to Ensenada so many times. Right. Have you been to LA so many times? Yeah. But you still find something to do, right?
Yeah, there's always something new. And
there's something to do. Exactly. And now Cabo, you're staying for 2 days. I love that. Yeah, it's like going for on a resort. They remove ports of destination and they add them. There's reasons why they do that. It's to keep it fresh, but also, you know, things happen. Don't worry about it. And if, for instance, my Australian cruise, I canceled it. Why? Because I was going for 8 days and the ports of destination, there were four of them, and they canceled it down to three. Then they canceled two of the ports and put going around an island, and they had one port going. Did I call and complain to the cruise line? No. I thought to myself, I really don't want to be on a ship for 8 days or four, you know, just cruising. I canceled, got my money back, and I booked another cruise. It's a new adventure. That's what everybody needs to do. Take the risk, have a new adventure. You will prosper and you will be happy.
Finally, we have a bonus one.
Oh, which one's a bonus one?
Don't forget to have fun.
Yeah,
you're on a cruise.
Yes. Don't forget about that. Follow us. We're introducing all of these new things you can do. We never, ever talk about the bad things. Well, this one we are.
Yeah.
But we're saying, don't do this. We never say a cruise line is terrible. Why? Because everybody could have a bad steak.
Everyone can have a different experience.
Yes. Everybody could have that experience.
And they have different expectations and things like that. And so, yeah, but don't forget. You're very privileged.
You might be
to
that
go on
one,
a cruise to travel.
You might be that one running on the dock and the ship forgot you.
Yeah.
Oops. Guess what?
But don't forget.
Yeah. And a lot of people would be like, oh my God, the ship forgot me. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? This is so terrible. It is terrible. It is completely terrible. But that ship's going to go to another port, another day, another adventure. You missed it. Accept it. Get on a plane, go to the next port, and be that one to walk on and say, hey, I made it back. And there's things you can do.
I think you should try. I think you and my sister should do like that. You know,
I've always thought about that. You
intentionally forget to get on board and you have to fly down from Mazatlan down to Puerto Verde.
That
would be fun. Well, and then you could tell us all about it and it'd be part of the new adventure.
How about this? There was an individual who did do that, got off the ship at Cabo and they weren't going to be back on the ship for 2 days and they're going to meet us in Mazatlan. And they did it. They did it. They went, they did it, they got back on the ship. Did they take their luggage off? No. Because I don't think you could get back on the ship doing that. But they actually did it. So there's things, but this was a long time ago. I don't know if you could do it again, so please don't try it.
I think you should try that.
Please don't try it. It's my opinion only. I want to make sure nobody comes back and says, I tried it and I couldn't do it. Ah, it's a new adventure, people. Just enjoy the ride.
And with that.
Is it time? Oh my gosh, it is so time.
I need this music to calm myself down.
Oh man, you were like blowing up. Where's my passport? I need that. I need my food. I want to make a mountain out of it. I want to do everything. But you know what, guys? We did this to have fun. We did this just not to get you riled up, but to make you think about how to go on a cruise, how to enjoy it, how to live life. Because as cruisers, let your dreams set you free. Sail that. I mean, that's all I got to say. I mean, that's it. I'm going on 6 cruises in 6 months, 6 different ships. You're going on. We're both going to be on the cruise of a lifetime, checking out the solar eclipse in the middle of the ocean. What more do you want in life? Get out there, enjoy it, open the door, and just go. Until next time, everyone.
I'm Tommy,
and I'm Scott. Keep on cruising.
Have a good one.